Charles Joseph Buddy Bolden was born in the town of New Orleans the 6th of September 1877 and died in Jackson, state of Louisiana, the 4th of November 1931. Between 1895 and 1906, he leaded the most popular combo in New Orleans and he was acclaimed as the best cornetist of the town. His fame grew quickly. In the turn of the century, he was acclaimed as the first king of New Orleans music. Many things have been told about Bolden. Many tales, fake anecdotes, and urban legends arose under him. But despite all, in the recent years, a better defined figure of an original and talented musician emerged from the midst of the myth. He surely was not the journalist and the publisher of the scandal sheet, The Cricket, or a barber anymore. Probably he was the most influential musician of New Orleans in the Bout de Siècle, and the man who first introduced elements in music that lately defined the jazz style. The first of these elements is the so-called big noise, consisting in the attitude of playing the horns very loud. Jerry Roll Morton said about him, "When Bolden played, you can hear the sound from 10-12 miles around New Orleans. It was the powerful trumpet heard after Joshua's at the Battle of Jericho." The second element introduced by Bolden is a rhythm pattern called Big Four, the first syncopated bass drum pattern to deviate to the regular on-the-beat march tempo. This pattern, in the second half, used the habanero rhythm from Afro-Caribbean music of Haiti and Cuba. The third element that Bolden brought in his musical gambo is blues and spirituals. Bolden is reputed as the inventor of the hot blues style, whose melodies played with basses and wind instruments, reproducing and imitating the human voice's sound. Weeping, mourning, and shouting with the trumpet, he first introduced blues and hymns from the black churches and ballrooms. The fourth element is improvisation. Bolden was the first musician in New Orleans who improvised systematically in a band contest. According with musicians as Kid Ory, Bud Scott, and Matt Carey, he was used to fake the melody. When he forgotten a passage, he would introduce embellishment that the audience loved more than the original written line. That was due to the fact that Bolden didn't read music so well and he played mostly by ears. His style deeply impressed and influenced many of the most important early jazzmen such as Freddie King Keppard and Joe King Oliver, respectively the second and the third king in the jazz royalship of New Orleans, and Bud Johnson would take the place of Bolden in the Eagle Band from 1907. Bud Bolden loved the women and alcohol. He was considered as a great tombeur de femme and as a strong drinker. Probably the second of his hobbies broke him to insanity. In 1906, he was interned for the first time in the Louisiana State Insane Asylum of Jackson. After a short period, he has been released, but he was hospitalized anew in 1907 with a diagnosis of dementia praecox. He never got out of there anymore, and he spent the last 25 years of his life walking and talking to himself. He played almost everything in B-flat. The vault trombonist of the Bolden Bands, Willie Cornish, and the clarinetist, Alphonse Picot, talk about a recording of the popular song Turkey in the Straw, made by the Bolden Band around 1901. But if it's true, no traces of this Edison cylinder have been found. His sound remained in the midst of the legend. Honestly, nobody can say that Bolden invented jazz. Morton said that he still played ragtime music. Surely he didn't invent the jazz all alone, but I wish I believed it. So I've heard Buddy Bolden play.